Look, some new research out from the gang at Finder suggests that around one in five of us, around 4.3 million people across the country, including many here in the Hunter, may just not have enough money to retire, to get to the end of their working life and say, yeah, I've done my share. It's time to put the feet up. And the bank balance says no. Somebody that's been taking a look at that in greater detail is the superannuation literary expert at Finder, Pashel Helia Moray. Pashel, thank you so much for your time on this. The amount that we, or the experts say that we needed superannuation seems to vary from what the average is. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, let's start with the amount that it's recommended that we have, according to the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia. How much do we need? And then we'll take a look at how much we've actually got.
Yes. Okay. So I do hope everyone is sitting down. So the Association of Super Funds of Australia, or ASFA, recommends $595,000 for singles and $690,000 for couples for what's deemed a comfortable retirement. So that's the comfortable retirement is, you know, basically having more, eating out and being able to afford holidays, which might be more luxurious in nature and so on and so forth. They do have a different, obviously numbers for what they deem a more modest retirement. So more modest is living a simpler life with fewer bells and whistles.
All right. So again, we're looking at the, I suppose, not so much the top end, but certainly to be able to not have to check your account balance when you go through the drive-through window, put it that way.
That's exactly right.
Which is always my measuring stick for anything, Now, it turns out that the average super customer here in Australia and across the Hunter doesn't quite have that $600,000 or $700,000.
Right. Well, it's not surprising. I mean, if you think about, the cost of living crisis, life has generally become more expensive. What it brings to bear really is the understanding that retirement and our superannuation is not a set and forget strategy. We do need to keep checking in with it along the way, ideally every 6 months or at least every year, in order to make sure that we're on track for the retirement that we want. I mean, I think of retirement and superannuation as being like a cruise liner. It's very hard to make a hard left, but much easier to course correct through a series of small tweaks and adjustments along the way.
Oh, I love the sound of that. And we'll get a look at that in a moment because, again, the average super balance is around $173,000. According to some of the data from the tax office. All right, down to your survey results. The main one, of course, around 20%. When asked the question, do you think you'll have enough super to get by in retirement, 20% said no. So that's where we're at 20%, one in five comes there. But 10% said, look, I will have enough through other investments. So that's kind of okay as well. A further 20% said, look, I should be okay, but we'll have to cut back on my spending. So I guess this kind of falls into where some of the different super balances that you need come into, depending on what you'll be able to do in retirement.
That's exactly right. I would add to that series of numbers that a further 27% simply weren't sure. And I think that comes back to my earlier point around, checking in with your super regularly to be able to understand exactly where you are so that you can plan to get to where you need to go.
Yeah, I looked at that one. It's the bottom one on the list, and a quarter of said, look, I don't know. And I think that's probably more of a challenge than if you don't know. I mean, if you do know that you haven't got enough, you can at least know where your starting point is, and you can do some things around it.
Yes, you won't be shocked. That's right. But just being not sure is not a good state of being. I mean, we know that being uncertain and with your finances really creates a strong bond with sort of mental health issues and anxiety. So really, even if you're worried that it's going to be bad news, at least to know where you are, you can change, where you're going to get to. But if you're just wandering around in the dark, that's not a great place to be.
Yeah. All right. So you talked about the course correct, some of the things that we can do if we're not quite at the tipping point of retirement yet. And salary sacrificing seems to be one of those things that comes up quite often. Explain to us super quick, Pashel, what that is and how it can actually benefit in terms of super.
Absolutely. So salary sacrifice is where you contribute part of your pre-tax pay into your superannuation. Now, let's remember that anything taxed in super is taxed at 15% compared to your marginal tax rate, which may be 32%. So already you've got a 17% uplift by just contributing your money into your superannuation. But there's another win with salary sacrifice, and that is that doing salary sacrifice means you reduce your taxable income now. So you're reducing your tax bill this year. So it's got an immediate short-term benefit, which is, let's face it, very nice in the world of superannuation where there aren't many immediate benefits.
For sure. Yeah, you get to pay less tax now and so at the other end you'll sort of have a little bit more as well. And exactly. finally, since you mentioned that super's not set and forget, obviously checking to make sure that your fund is performing more to your needs now and in the future as well, Michelle.
Absolutely. Performance should be high, fees and expenses should be low. I want all our listeners to remember that superannuation is a product, just like any other product, and we are consumers. So we want to make sure we're getting the most out of our product, i.e. our super, in terms of performance, whilst minimising what it costs us. So come to Finder. We've got some terrific comparison tables so you can check that your fund is performing relative to others of its kind and that your fees and expenses are low.
Michelle Hallier-Moray, superannuation literary expert at Finder, thank you so much for your time on this. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Yeah, hopefully you can do a bit of checking around and get yourself out of the, I guess, 50% that either know they haven't got enough or are not sure. A bit of a poke in the back for us there. At 2NURFM 103.7.